good singing all the way around, and it's been a good day. I hope you got your little nap and was able to rest. I didn't see any of you sleeping during church or yawning real big, but I'm sure there probably were some besides myself, and so I hope we got a nap. I know I did. Take your Bible to the book of Proverbs in chapter 3. Proverbs in chapter 3, so we're good to go. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3. You know, as I get older and I lose focus, Brother David gives me a thumb up. I'm on, ready to go. Sometimes he does that, and I think he wants me to turn it off. Sometimes I turn it off, go through the whole service with it off. He gets me anyway on there, and so, but yeah, I'm getting it down. Are you able to stand? We'll stand. We've got several people in the back already stood up. And here we have verse number 13, chapter 3, verse 13, book of Proverbs. The Bible says, in verse number 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies, and all things that thou canst desire not to be compared to her, unto her. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word. We do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. Bless, I pray now, everyone that was able to be here tonight, be with those that could not be. We'll thank you, Lord, for all you've done and for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on an old message here. It's entitled, Wisdom Personified. Now, I want to tell you something. Wisdom comes from God. That's the reason why over the book of James, you know, he's chapter number 1, and there he talked about if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And let me tell you something, you've got to ask in faith. You've got to believe God's going to hear, God's going to grant, God's going to help you. Now, you know, you can read books and you can become so smart that every subject that comes up, you know something about it, so forth and on. But that'll not give you wisdom. You can get all the knowledge that you want to get, and you ought to get it. But it'll not give you wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. Now, here's the difference. Knowledge will get you to glean all the facts of life. I mean, this is a true statement. This is the way it happens, so forth and on. And you'll be able to learn all the pluses and minuses of life when it comes to knowledge. What wisdom does is causes you to be able from God to know how to make the right judgment in light of all the knowledge that you've already learned. That's what it is. You ever have God speak to your heart like this right here? And I'm not talking about audibly, and I'm not talking about trying to be, when I'm not talking about acting spiritual and acting like, I'm talking about God really, whenever you saw something in life and he hit your mind with a verse and says, that's what I'm talking about. See? God gives wisdom for that. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you know, and you might ought to realize that, and no reflection here, none of you women like that here. I mean, I thank God for all of you gals. I really do. I appreciate you very much. I've had one or two women want to give me a piece of their mind in days gone by. And then they mess up by asking me, so what do you think about that? Huh, well, what can I say? What can I say? I dare say there's not very many people in the world smart as what you are. And then I'll ask them a Bible question they can't answer. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, and by the way, let me tell you something right now, is that any time that a person, if you ever get into the ministry, any of you fellows here, you feel like you're going to get in the ministry and you finally end up getting to church, the very worst thing you'll ever find is a bunch of ladies getting together and having a little ladies meeting. I wonder how God missed that. I wonder how God missed out the fact that all these women ought to get together across the country and listen to some fast talking and some Bible thumping woman somewhere trying to teach you how to look right and act right and sell you a book. I wonder how God missed that. See? I can tell you this right here is that most of the time, in all these years that I've been involved in, most of the time, whenever you have that right there, I'm not saying that it could not be a blessing, just most time it's not. You know what ends up as a little petticoat meeting, prayer meeting, Bible study and all this, right? It don't make you more spiritual. It makes you feel pharisaical among everybody else. And then it ain't long till you realize how ignorant your husband is.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I'm telling you.
And
it ain't long until when you find out how ignorant they are. Man, a preacher. I mean, he's a man. He's pretty stupid, too. I always told you that. I've already told you that. All that business there. I said all that to be able to say this, is that when you begin to look into the Bible, and by the way, let me tell you right now, is that you wouldn't be here tonight if I was charging you to be here. $150, $200, $300, depending on what you want to get. See what I'm talking about? I've got to say to you that if you will, and make no mistake about it, I tell you right up front, is that Miss Kimball, you know, she's one of my dearest friends. I preached her husband's funeral way back when, some 7-8 years ago now. And all of that, but boy, she's got every author coming in. She wanted me, I used to go there and preach a meeting there, and boy, she'd just give poor old Brother Kimball a rough way to go. And finally, you know, she said, I want you to listen. I tried to tell Charles, that's her husband. And she wanted me to listen to a fellow by the name of David Jeremiah. And that may be your favorite preacher, and God help you, and I feel sorry for you if it is. And I wish you'd listen to it, and I said, okay. And so I listened to him for 30 minutes, and man, I kept praying the Lord would come and get me out of it. And then she wants to ask me, you know, if you don't want to know, don't ask me. I'm liable to tell you anyway, but don't ask me. She said, now, what do you think about it? I said, I'm going to shoot straight. You want it straight or you want it sugar-coated? She said, no, I want it straight. I said, if that's all I'd ever had to listen to, I'd be an atheist. I don't mean that ugly. I just mean it sounds ugly. And the reason being is, buddy, I want to hear somebody get up and when they open the book and the touch of God be upon them. I'm not talking about trying to teach Sunday school lesson. We had a great Sunday school lesson this morning, better than most sermons you'll hear up and down the road of life. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that wisdom is better, the Bible said, than silver. It's better than gold. It's more precious than rubies. In fact, it's more valuable in all things. That's talking about wisdom. And the reason why it's more valuable than all things, it's a divine thing. It comes from God and from God alone. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and who upbraideth not, and he'll give it to you liberally. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, verse number that we've read here tonight, is that you'll find that in chapter number 1, and it's in about verse number 20 of the book of Proverbs, Bible said that wisdom crieth without, she utters her voice in the streets. I tell you what, isn't that something? You can hear it outside in the street. She cried in the chief places, the concourse of the openings of the gates, and the city utters their words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. I got to tell you, it's easy to get on the wrong track. It's easy to be misled and misguided, so forth and on. And here's all you have to do whenever you cry in the streets for wisdom. God will finally say, turn at my reproof. And when you, now let me tell you what you better never do in your life, is you better never get crossways with God. And I don't care who's preaching, and I don't care who's teaching, this or that. I had more women that just wanted to cut my throat over Beth Moore. You remember when I did that article on Beth Moore and religious whores? And man, I'm telling you, I got some bad looks and some bad vibes from some people I'm talking about that's claiming supposedly stood for God in the Bible. Now she's drifted over into the Roman Catholic Church right where she belongs. She's sort of like Mr. Trump here the other day when Nikki Haley said she's in the wrong party. She needs to probably get in her party. And that is true. Let me say to you, make no mistake about it, that whenever you look into the Bible, you want to find out what's good, what's right, what's moral, what's decent, what's righteous, what's unrighteous, you stay with the book. And let me tell you something, even if it's a street preacher out there crying in the streets, let me tell you what happens if you're preaching the word of the Lord. The message of God is very vital. It's very vital. It's necessary. It's mandatory. It's absolutely vital to your soul and well-being. And let me tell you something else. It's very valid. Is that every time somebody wants to tell you, and by the way, I'm preaching to the choir, and I know that. I realize that. But let me tell you how this thing is that if you're loyal to Christ, you'll be loyal to me and the church as a body. You know, it's hard after you lose somebody's confidence and been betrayed. It's hard. It's not hard to love them. It's hard to trust them again. See what I'm talking about? And as a result of that, you're going to find out that I'm glad that we're not suffering under such. I mean, you and I, every now and again, if we've had to butt heads a little bit and so forth and on, is that get it over, get it done, get it past it, and go on. Let me just say to you that, if you will, that I can deal with them. And you can deal with them. And the message of God's always got that. It's very valid. It's very vital. And let me tell you something. It's so important that it's got an application to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl. As the Bible said, that if you will, that we ought to have knowledge and we ought to have wisdom in the chief places in our life. I know some fellows that are in the ministry or that want to be in the ministry. And they've never done anything, and they're never going to do anything because they've never learned loyalty. Never learned. And by that, I'm talking about loyal to the word of the Lord, loyal to the task at hand. You understand? What do you think they sang that song? There's loyalty, loyalty, loyalty to Christ. You see what I'm talking about? In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you find is that there's people that we just read about. And he asked him, how long are you going to love simplicity? And when he asked that question there, whenever he asked them, I can tell you what, they were loving their own ignorance. And as a result of that, they hated knowledge. But he said, how long are you going to love ignorance and hate knowledge and all of that? You could turn unto God and be enlightened. And I don't know about you, but I'm sort of like old Brother Roloff before he ever died. He said, you know, when I find out something from God out of the Bible, he said, I just embrace it, thank God, and bless the Lord for it, and feel sorry for those who don't. That's true. That's true. You know, we go to thinking somehow or another that I've got to get in an argument with you and make you finally give in and holler uncle and see it my way. I don't. All I've got to do is give in to the Lord, say what God said, believe what God said. You can like it, love it, lump it, or leave it. Is that if the word of the Lord said it, it's a settled matter in heaven, and I'm glad enough for that right there. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, not only as we look, is there a preacher crying in the street. Look in chapter 2, verse number 4 there of some Proverbs. We're talking about wisdom personified. The Bible says in verse number 4, he said, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures. He says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. You're not just going to casually do it. You're not going to learn anything about God in just a casual manner. You're not going to just learn it by the osmosis system, you know, carrying your Bible under your arm and all that. I've tried it, and it looks good, but you just won't learn nothing from it. You're going to have to open the book and get in it and ask God to put it inside you and make it real to your heart. I want to say to you, looking about verse number, where was it? Verse 5. Thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, and he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, he preserveth the way of the saints, and then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. Look at him. And when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. I got to tell you something. You'll find that wisdom is a treasure that's worthy to be sought. You'll find it with the Lord. You'll find it there. But you're not going to just casually walk by and pick it up. You're going to find it's going to be something that you're going to have to be able to give yourself to and trust him and open your heart and open your eyes unto him. For that Bible passage said in verse number 6, He said, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into the Bible, is that if you want to have something that's got the breath of God on it, you just quote the word of the Lord and stay with that, friend. And there's going to be a lot of people up and down the road that are not going to agree with you. It won't make any difference. God always has been right. He's never been anything but right, and he'll be right tomorrow. In this lesson we're looking at, let me tell you, wisdom is as a treasure that's given. Then in chapter number 3, about verse number 17 and 18, you'll find that wisdom is as a tree of life. This Bible said there, verse number 17, here, her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and her paths are of peace. Listen, do you want to have peace with God and the peace of God, the understanding? Well, you're just going to need some wisdom that comes from God and knowledge that comes from God. And he said, and she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is every one that retaineth her. And I don't know about you, but the way of pleasantness, the way of peace that passeth all understanding is for this thing called wisdom that's worth more than rubies, more than silver, more than gold, more than money, and more than anything that you'll ever be able to get anywhere else. Let me tell you, it's good to be able to have sound wisdom and wisdom personified in your own heart and soul. Then I want you to look in chapter 4 in the book of Proverbs and look at about verse 7 and 8. In verse 7, he says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. You see that? I want to say to you is that you'll find that she's a promoter, wisdom is. It's the principal thing, God said, we just read. She ought to be exalted, the Bible said. And let me tell you, every time you need something that comes from God, you're going to need wisdom that comes from God to be able to understand it. I say to you that, if you will, that as we get ready to close here tonight, there's a passage over there. It's in chapter 8. That's where I want to look at. Over in the book of chapter number 8, and we'll look at in Proverbs here, at about verse number 14. And let me say to you, when you begin to look at it, you begin to see it. He said, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. And he said, there's nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and the right to them that find knowledge. You know, if you spend your life without hope, without God, you're going to miss a whole lot of things that's going to blow your mind when you stand before the Lord. Look in verse 10. Receive my instruction and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with the prudent, and I find out knowledge of the witty and vengeance. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Look at it. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. Isn't that something? You ever see this lovey-dovey bunch that loves everything, everybody, and so forth and all? There's some things God hates. And he says in verse 14, counsel is mine, sound wisdom, I'm understanding, and I have strength. And by me kings reign, princes decree justice, and by the princes rule, and nobles even, the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now, I want to tell you something. You'll find out that wisdom is a counselor to those that receive it and to those that believe it. And let me tell you something, is that she's like a sister kinswoman, those that keep the word of the Lord. And let me tell you, it becomes a part of your heart, your life, your soul. Do you know that leaders and kings and kingdoms are led by this thing called wisdom? It's no wonder that our country's in the mess it is. It's because they have no regard for God, the Bible, for that which is good, right, moral, or decent. All right, in closing, if you will, chapter 9 of the book of Proverbs and verse number 1. He said, wisdom hath builded her house, and she's hewn out her 7 pillars. Now, I can tell you something, is that you want to build your heart, your life, and build it on solid foundation. Well, wisdom will cause you to do it. You know, Jesus Christ said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And let me tell you something right now. When the Lord saves somebody, he adds them to the church of the living God. And let me make no mistake about it. I've got family and friends or people that are acquaintances that I know that I would consider a friend maybe. And they're busy about everything except the Father's business. And let me tell you, they're in church, out of church, but more out than they are in. Something's wrong with that. And let me tell you right now is that you're going to find out is that our God, who loved us and gave himself for us, is that when he saved us, he's added us to the building that he's building, and that's called the Church of the Living God. Next time you talk to somebody, where are you going to church? Ah, we don't go to church anymore. Oh, I see. You're not in the building. What happens? You're not in the building no more. See? Oh, don't, no, I still love the Lord. The Bible said over in the book of Ephesians, unto him be glory in the church. Now, I'm going to tell you something. No, it doesn't. It's not for you, because I already know you're here all the time. But I tell everybody everywhere, most of the time whenever I'm going, it'll come across my heart and my mind. If what I had in my heart didn't make me faithful to the house of God on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival time, or any of that, I'd be afraid it wouldn't carry me to heaven either. See? If you don't love your own church, who else is going to? See? Every now and again, somebody will stop through here. A while back, I had a lady walk by, and boy, she shook my hand, and she said, I'm telling you, that was a blessing. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you, and goodbye, and I don't expect to see you again. And so far, I hadn't. So far, I hadn't. I will say, as a result of that, make no mistake about it, it's a matter of just simply how do you feel about the Lord and what he's got going for you. And I'm not talking about every now and again, everybody gets a little nuts every now and again. That's just part of life. And every now and again, somebody needs to come aside and do a little, and take a vacation, take a break, and this and that. And if you've got enough money to be able to go, then do it. Do it, and all that. I won't tell you, God's been good to us every step of the way. I was telling those men over there in the prayer room, just so you'd know, Miss Diane, that generally after the man that's a missionary, if we're supporting him, after he dies, we support people for about 6 months to a year, their wives, but not so with you, not so with you. We'll be supporting you till the day we all die or you do one, just so you'd know that. And I know it's not much, but it'll be something that you can know. It's about, $100 a month. And let me tell you right now, it's good. It's just good to be able to let you know that, and so that you at least one less worry that you'll have. I know Social Security, you know, is what's made me rich. I think I get somewhere around, I don't know, $800 to $900 a month. They give me, of course, I've got insurance, and but you have to get sick to use that benefit. My wife's better using it, too, let me tell you. I can tell you right now, I'm going to guess it probably me going with that little old stroke. I don't know how much it was. I bet you they spent nigh $100,000. You ain't got to spend much time in the hospital, but it was all paid for, you know. And so we thank God for that. I mean, it was worth it. I want to say in closing that, if you will, I don't know about you, but I'm just glad to be a part of the family of God. And I'm looking forward with great anticipation to his soon coming again. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we thank you for letting us have in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad that, Lord, that not only did you love us and give yourself for us, that you resurrected from the tomb and showed that you had power over death, hell, and the grave. We say with the men and women and prophets and preachers and teachers and boys and girls of old, even so come, Lord Jesus. Until then, may you find us busily occupied about your business.